Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Oh, man, Cam is not here to sneakily set us off this time, man. We are back with another episode of Daddy Issues via the Stay Your Ass at Home corona setup.
The corona setup. So the sound quality might be a little different for you guys who only listen on the podcast. I mean, on what do you call it? I guess the actual podcast, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the audio only formats. We need to sit your ass down setup. Maya's in the building with her little Asian style background.
Something like that.
Would you say? I forget what you call those things in the back.
Me too.
Yeah, it's a false wall. You could just put it up.
Yeah.
But ain't it a name for them though?
Yeah.
I don't know the name.
Okay. Because, you know, I feel like you could just post that up. If your room is messy, throw that up. Nobody will ever know.
That's nobody
will ever know. During this sit your ass down phase, I have barely seen my kids. They came at home, at their mom's house. But they just been chilling over there. We've been over here. They came through one good time. And then they're, man. So, you know, I'm sick of them. I'm sick of them. Yeah. I'd be texting them. I'd be like, what y'all do? It'd be taking them forever. Well, Cecilia texts back, but Serena be like, oh, I just woke up. I'm like, I sent the text yesterday. He'd be like, oh, I just woke up.
How are you getting neglected during the virus?
I'm neglected during the quarantine, though.
That's a different kind of turn your back. Man. They got nothing else to do. You got nowhere to go. And they still like, Dad, you know what? We don't really care right now.
Still, dog. You got to be, I figured it out. You got to be where they are. That's where they're at. I got to be where they're at. I got to be with what they're doing.
You got to stalk your own children.
I ain't going to see them. Unless they need some. But I'm going to be petty if they ask. I'm just going to be petty. I'm going to ignore the text, and then I'm going to text back the next day like, oh, man, just woke up, and then not even respond to the text I initially sent. I got something for their ass.
That's fair enough.
So petty.
I know you having a great time with the kids, man.
Man, it has been fantastic. All we do is play. We got to keep Keelan like on some kind of school. So we do we just been incorporating activities in the plan.
Yeah.
So, like, when we be drawing or whatever, I make him say the colors, whatever. If we having a regular conversation, I just ask him more questions to make him do stuff. Or, like, we'll hide stuff and have scavenger hunts. Just little stuff to just keep his brain working and stuff. Because he ain't really got no curriculum. Yeah. Like, that's all right. They do is projects and brain development stuff anyway. So, we just been hanging out and then, you know, watching movies and cooking. And you know, he wanted his new thing is like, I'm a chef, so he want to help with every meal. With every meal. And then I noticed his athleticism just came out of nowhere. He ran, I was like, go get some out your room, and he ran to the back of the room. I was like, oh, you kind of fast, bro.
Yeah.
And then we was watching Space Jam, and he broke out the hoop, and we start hooping. And then, you know, Michael Jordan played baseball in the movie, so he wanted to play baseball. So I'm just tossing the ball just to see what it looked like. His swing is nice. He hitting the ball. His arm is strong. Like, oh, here it comes. It's time. And he can sign up. Next year, we can sign him up. Like, he's officially old enough to play every day.
Okay.
So he all in on the sports. And, you know, Cotty was like, yeah, you got two athletic parents. And so it's coming out now. Because at first we was like, I don't know if you're going to be athletic. But now I'm like, oh, okay, now I see it.
Yeah. What they doing now?
They downstairs probably wrestling or fighting or bugging Cotty about something.
They going to stumble into the room mid-wrestler. Could do a buzz over. Like that CNN joint with the kids came in there when he was talking serious business.
Because Keelan wanted to stay in here. Keelan was like, I'm going to stay in here. I said, all right. And then like 30 seconds in, he's like, all right, Dad, I'm going to go downstairs.
Yeah, forget all this, man.
Yeah, he be having his own. He's just so grown all of a sudden. It's just hella funny. Like everything he do, if I go to the store, he'd be like, where you going? I'd be like, to the store. He's like, well, what you going to get? And like the other day, I was like, I'm about to get some cheeses. He was like, yes. He's like, all right, see you later. Like if I'm going to get something he won't, he'd be like, what you going to get? Yeah. If I say something, he'd be like, yeah, all right, we'll see you.
Yeah, get that. Yo, man, ain't too many things better to me, in my opinion, than white cheddar cheeses. God damn.
I don't know if I have. I've eaten the white cheddar ones, but I don't know if I remember them like that. Because the originals is already lit.
I avoid them now, but man, woo! White cheddar cheeses.
Now I got to try them. I got to get them and see.
Man, that's a good time right there. Reminisce on the love we had. What's going on, Maya?
Well, we are, I think, 4 days in. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We're now at Tuesday. So it's the fifth day. I wanted to ask you, when the governor gave the order and said we had 8 hours left, because it was, he gave the order around 5 o'clock and it went into effect at midnight. What's the last thing you did when you knew you had to be quarantined?
Nothing.
No, honestly, I don't feel the change. From when they gave the order to right before the order, it seemed like the same. Like, because people are already closing down. You already couldn't sit down and eat anywhere. They were already limiting stuff like that. And so I felt like it was just more of the same. So I didn't see, and I didn't scramble to do anything different.
You already had all the food you were going to need?
I mean, I was still just going to the store. I was pretty much going to the store kind of daily just to get little things here and there. But once I found out the stores could still be open, I was like, well, ain't no urgency.
And I think everybody feels that way now, because I went to Costco yesterday and I discovered the store, Costco in particular, is only busy in the morning because everybody's trying to get the toilet paper. Other than that, I went at 3:00. There was nobody in there. And then I've been going to the regular store, like, you know, Vaughn, Safe, or whatever. And it's just regular. Like, no one's, like you said, once everybody figured out, well, the store's going to be open, it's like, oh, what I'm acting a fool for?
Right, yeah.
So you don't have to store up because ain't nothing closed. The stuff you need anyway. Right. So I've just been in the house. The only time I've left the store is to go to the store. Other than that, I've been in the house playing and making cookies and waffles and... You know, having a good time.
Mm-hmm. I still be out there walking the streets. Like, I walk just to get my steps in. I did my steps in the house. What's today? Tuesday? I did my steps in the house Sunday. That was mad boring. But I did, like, 10,000 steps in the house. I was like, man, tomorrow I'm going back outside. Because it was raining all day Sunday. So, yesterday I was out walking mad far. And then had to come back to do some stuff and then walk again.
I've been seeing people in my neighborhood walking. Like, they just walk around, walking their kids, walking their dogs. I seen kids outside. I didn't even know we had kids in this neighborhood like that. They've been outside, walking around, playing.
Yeah.
Siblings, I'm assuming, or whatever. We've been in the backyard. That's where we take the kids when they want to get outside. Other than that, I've been enjoying it, man. I've been having a good time.
I love it. To be honest with you, other than the money loss, that's drastic, I love this. Like, I'm like, yes, I can finally just sit down. I'm going to finish this room right here, finally.
And, what are you doing?
You know, huh?
What are you doing to that room?
Well, I want to, it's going to be comic books all along this wall. I want to put something on this little piece right here. I want to get rid of some of the clutter that's in here. I still got boxes of shirts that I sell. So I'm trying to figure out where I could put them because my little usual shelf is full. And then just get rid of some clutter in the closets, kind of cleaning up a little bit more here and there. And I bought a new vacuum. It's easier to get. I already vacuumed like the ceiling and the ceiling fan. I just been in here like, yeah, I can get this done, that done. So the house gonna be dope by the time this is all over.
That's how I feel. Cause you know, we had just moved in. So I got on a ship the day we moved in, I got on a ship the next day. So last week we did a lot of like the first 4 days, we just cleaned. I cleaned out the garage. We cleaned out the closet. We put everything back. Like the house is clean. It's together. Everything's organized. Now we just been playing. After we cleaned up, it took about 4 days to get everything done. But and then my cousin flies in today. I think she's living here. I'm not 100% on that.
What's happening? She's living there? That's
funny. Yeah, because I knew she was coming back, and we knew she didn't want to go to my aunt's in Bakersfield. We was like, well, you could stay with us. But I didn't really know if that was like 100%. And then she get in today, and Cotty was like, yeah, we got to go pick her up. And I was like, oh, is it happening? Is this official? Or
right.
So I don't, I guess she's staying here. I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah, whatever. The room is ready. You know, we set it up. So
where's she coming from?
Texas. She went to school in the South, and then she was in Texas, but she just had a baby. And so, her dude work all the time, and she basically like, she need help. So we was like, just come back to California.
Yeah.
And then, where all the family is, and then you got help. Mm-hmm. You know, that it takes a village.
It takes a village.
It takes a village. That is the most I feel like that's one of the biggest understatements ever. I don't think people realize how much, even us growing up, how much you needed your neighbor's help or your family members, or you cannot just watch no kid by yourself.
Right.
You just can't raise a kid by yourself. You cannot do it. You need, even if it's subtle help, like when you go out at home after school, like you say you go to Leon's house or whatever, somebody gotta help you. You cannot raise a kid by yourself. That's one of the dumbest things I hear people say when it comes to kids. Like, I'll do it by myself. No, you can't.
Right.
You can't.
Either you paying somebody to do it or you got family doing it. You always going to have somebody in the mix unless y'all live in the cave.
Somebody got to help because it's just they're kids. Even when you send them to school, somebody is watching your kid at school for that time. Mm-hmm. Like you can't, you cannot be a parent by yourself. You can't.
Nah.
My older brother did a lot of the work.
That's because he live in the woods.
Raising us, like he's 7 years older than me. He's Tony Baker's age. So he did all the work, the changing the diapers and all this stuff. So he basically was like our uncle, but he's also our big brother.
Yeah. That's dope. He was changing y'all diapers and stuff. Mm-hmm. I kind of wish I had like younger siblings, but being on the younger end, I kind of got that with my nephew because, you know, me and my oldest nephew lived together for a while. So I kind of felt like the older brother in that relationship. So I was like, yeah. And then, you know, he got older, he forgot about me too. These kids be forgetting about your boy. And I'm sick of it. Tired of it. But they'll be back. Oh, they'll be back. And I'm going to be right here petty.
I know mine don't like me right now, but I'm waiting on the turn. But right now they all in.
Man, that's what Kev on stage is going through right now, the turn away.
Yep.
And like, you know, the quarantine helps him out because now the boys are at home with him. And so, you know, but before that, before this lockdown, Zay Zay was out of here, man.
Yep.
And so I'm just seeing it happen. I'm like, hey, I'm going through it too. But when they need you though,
of course.
They be hitting you up.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. What else is cracking, man?
It's all quarantine stuff. It's all coronavirus. Everybody's stuck at home worrying about this. I was going to ask you if you had been able to control your snacking during all this. Because the food's right there. You can go to the kitchen anytime and snack as much as you want. Mm-hmm. I know, Tony, this is a problem for you.
I've been eating regular. I just eat when I'm hungry. Because we've been so... One, I've never been this active on social media. Ever. Like, ever. I'm posting and putting out content. And if I'm not on one thing, I'm on... I have never been this active. So that's taking up my time. Playing with the kids and, you know, hanging out with Cotty. So then we'll just look up and be like, oh, let's eat. And we'll eat and then go back. Like, I'm eating on my regular schedule. We still working out. And we working out as a family. Like, we doing the whole thing. And then, like, so my eating schedule has been, I'm actually eating better because we didn't buy no junk because everybody bought all the junk in the stores. All that was left was produce. So we've been eating better. We eating all greens and because there ain't nothing else. I finally got back on my grill. So I grilled and we've been eating, we good.
For me, it's still been business as usual for me. My eating has been the same. I still intermittent fast, so that keeps me out of the kitchen snacking and doing all types of ill shit like that. So I haven't been snacking or eating junk. I got cookie dough in there, but that's probably the best nutrition fact statistic cookie dough I've ever seen. And then I'm not even going ham on that too much, but, I've been good though. Like, yesterday I fasted for 20 hours. Today I'm already at 18 hours. So I still been just following the routine. I ain't even eat that much yesterday. I had like a smoothie.
What's new?
Right. Smoothie, nectarines, acai bowl. And then I just turned the clock back on cause I was like, I don't even feel like eating nothing else. And so, but the only thing though, like, cause me and Sabrina, we was playing, Call of Duty last night, zombies. And so when I play video games, I get really hungry. Like I want to snack on some like chips or like stuff like that. So it was real hard. I was like, man, I was just thinking about food, shooting zombies. And then I went to bed. I was like, let me just go to bed. Woke up this morning, not even hungry now. So been doing good and been exercising like Keon, like, going outside to get the steps, been in the house, ab rolling, got the dumbbells, the bands. So I ain't coming out of this fat. No. Nah. I refuse.
I'm actually surprised at how much I actually can do in the house workout wise. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't missed a beat. Like I just substitute because even if I can't lift weights, I got a pull-up bar. If I do three different mm-hmm. holds and then I got the band to do, I still did my regular workout plus the kids right. is my weight, so I'm doing only push-ups but I got both the boys on my back. That's an extra 50 pounds. Mm-hmm. So I'm still I've been sore like all week
My body is terrible, man.
I've been sore.
If y'all were to see me walk right now, y'all would be dying because I'm walking like Fred Sanford because I did those steps with Christian this week. And you know, the day after is the worst.
Yeah.
So yesterday was that day. And I was just like, I was doing, my calves are just dumb sore. And then I'm sore all over.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh, man. But I got the little items in here. I got the pull-up bar too. And ain't no excuses up in here.
Nah.
The stair machine seemed like a really dumb purchase a couple months ago. But now the stair machine is worth the money.
Exactly.
So
right.
Someone was talking smack about me getting the stair machine, said I would never use it. But now everybody uses it. Right now? He's right over there. Now everyone's using the stair machine.
Yo. Yes, that was a great. How much was it?
It was like $35, $40 off Amazon. It's just a little stepper.
Oh wow, I'm thinking of a gym size stair machine. Thought, yeah. I'm thinking $1,500.
Oh wait, no. Wait.
It's a stair machine that's $40?
Yeah, it's a little stepper. Babe, can you bring the stepper over and show people the
stepper?
Yeah,
I gotta see this, man. I might invest.
See, I was told I need to stop ordering workout stuff from Amazon.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's got these for your arms. Uh-huh. So you can pull up. You can do like weights like this.
A banner wedding.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, so wow. All right. That's better. That's better than what I was doing in the house the other day with the raw steps. Cause I was just literally running in place watching Talib Kweli's podcast, just watching and running. But I was like, man, this is boring right here, running in place. But that's what I do in the gym.
Yeah, I've been tuning in on all kind of people's lives and podcasts, stuff I don't even normally watch.
Yeah.
I've been on every, but I'm finding some more funny comedians. I'm finding all kinds of stuff. I tuned into that D-Nice party. It was lit in there.
Yeah, it was dope.
It was fun, man.
Cause you can put D-Nice's party on and kind of just put it on your speaker and just let it play. And you forget you even on his live. It's just music.
Yeah. That's what I had. That's what we did. We had it off to the side and we was playing games.
That's dope.
So, and he was mixing in like songs. Cause some people was like, why y'all hype on this dude doing this when you all have Pandora? I'm like, but I don't have every song that he have. I'm not thinking of every, he was playing songs I ain't heard in years. Right. You know, I'm not thinking of that. And he's doing different mixes and he was an actual DJ. DJing is not the same as playing your music from your phone. It's not the same. And it was a good time. It was a vibe. And then him giving people shout outs. And then people, what was dope was people, he didn't even put his Cash App out there. People was asking him what his Cash App was. Because they was like, we appreciate you working. Here's some bread. I was like, this is a good, it's a good environment. I had a good feel. We was eating, grilling, playing games, listening to this dude do what he do for a living, enjoying himself. Right. I was like, this is good.
Right. It was dope. And I've noticed that people are being really supportive in these times. Like, because, you know, when me and Kev went live, they was giving us tips like crazy in the Cash Apps. They've been buying my merch, my specials. They have been, I think they have been cognizant of, you know, we took a financial hit with no more shows at all. And so people are really like, you know, throwing that money out there. And I appreciate it because, you know, I know they stress too. Yeah. But they still just like, you know, here's this for this. I'm just like, wow.
And go ahead.
Oh, and then my Patreon numbers have increased. It's just like, wow, people are really supportive out here.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it's amazing.
I think people too, you know, we have a very, I don't want to say thankless job, but like basically everything we put out on the internet is free. We've been entertaining y'all for years for nothing.
Right.
And I think people realize, okay, now that you can't go out and work, since you are entertaining us on here, here's a little something. Here's, right. You know, because we get nothing from social media. Mm-hmm. Like, I get nothing from it. So it's just like here.
Right.
You know, so I think, and a lot of people are still, some people aren't, but some people are still working. So they didn't take the hit. They know this is all we got.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I will say, and I noticed because I was eavesdropping on Cotty's work call earlier. And I think a lot more jobs are going to do this permanently as far as conference calls online and stuff. Because I think people realize, like, what the hell are we going into this office for? We don't need to be here.
The face-to-face meeting is useless.
It's nowadays. It's useless. Why? You could do this. And get the same thing. So not only will you still get your work done, you'll save on pollution. You'll save on, you'll cut down on traffic. The benefits to doing this, I think a lot more jobs after this is over will be like, this might be something we do all the time.
Yes. If people really care about the environment like they claim, this is one great way to do that. Cutting down on all that. Oh, I gotta make it to the meeting. That'll help. You might not even have to get a babysitter. You know how many? Well, that will probably hurt the babysitter's pockets. But you know, but still, like if you're that struggling parent, you can have the meetings just like this. Have a bunch of people in the meeting, and then get your work done. The kids is right there. Hush, go get a cheese. It. Now, anyway, the quarterly report states that you could just get it done. And people are realizing a lot of shit during this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think people are realizing, you know, rediscovering, you know, themselves and their relationships and stuff too. Like a lot of people, you've been neglecting your kids, wife, husband, whatever. And now you're like, hey, I actually like these people.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool.
Now we all at the house.
You know,
it could be,
not everybody likes them.
You know what I mean?
It could be like, this ain't working out.
But even like my friends, like I said, I'm tuning into people's lives. I'm calling people that I ain't talked to in a minute because we ain't got nothing to do. So nothing like relationships, I'm hitting people up, you know, and I notice too, not even on the people's tip, but on comic to comic, I'm seeing a lot of people share each other's content. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing people tell people to go to each other's pages, like blah, blah, because they realize like the community feel right now for me, I feel like is better.
Right.
Like even my neighbors who never waved, they saying hi now. You know what I mean? Like I feel like a community right. aspect in general is better because everybody's like, all right, this is all we got.
We had a neighbor come over the other day and introduce herself. She's like, hi. We talked to her for like 30 minutes. And see? Then it was just like, it's definitely, man, she's good. All right, guys. And then dipped out. But it definitely, man, it's like, people are really like, you know, I still don't talk on the phone, but still, you know, I'm still reaching out. Y'all good, this, that, the third. And I love to see, like, you know, celebrities at home. Like, I love to see LeBron at home with his family. And I'm sure the kids are like, dad's home for the long run. You know, you think about all these, like, stars that are always traveling. They're on the road. They're working. I'm sure, you know, The Rock's family is like, dad's home, you know. So it's just great to see that.
Yeah.
No matter the status, they at the crib.
Yep. And you see it, too, because everybody is doing family. You know, I don't even post my family. I did, like, 4 or 5 family videos.
Yep.
And I see a lot of people doing family dances or just random stuff because they just like, we hanging out with our family.
Right. And that's great.
Yeah, I think it's dope, man.
It's good. Not everybody has a family. I have a few single friends right now. It's like solitary confinement for them. They are alone.
Yeah.
There is nobody around.
Yeah.
That's tough. Like, I couldn't imagine just the straight up solitary confinement. I knowing me, I can hang in there completely solo for a while, but then eventually I'll be like, all right, guys, what's going on? Because I'm so self-contained that I know I could last a while, but eventually I'll be like, so can I go? But it'll be a while before that hits me.
Yeah, me too. Like, even especially because we have FaceTime and live and stuff, that's enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough. Like, if they wasn't here, I'd be fine.
Yeah. And that's, you know, no disrespect to the people
that
love me and love being around, but I'm totally fine. I got video games. I got social media. I got streaming apps. I could be making stuff. Sky's the limit.
Yeah, I think back in the day, people probably got married at 15 because they didn't have any of this stuff. They were just alone with a fire.
Oh, yeah, with no TV and just woods outside, you definitely need somebody. Definitely.
Shout out to all those single people out there. We feel you.
Yeah, hang on in there, y'all. Hang tough.
Oh, we can't even do I guess it's early. It just hit me like, can we do questions?
Yeah, we have some great conspiracy theories from last week's comment section.
Oh, all right. Snap.
I'm ready to dive into that.
We don't believe any of this. Just for the algorithms, we're not spreading conspiracy theories. We do not believe any of these conspiracy theories. They're just funny things that people put in the comment section. Obviously, we know it's silly. But these are the 4 silliest that I think were the funniest. And we had a few more too, but these were the funniest. Jess Green heard that environmentalists made the virus to give the world a break.
That's a great theory.
We were just talking about that, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great theory. And if it is true, it's genius, and I like it.
They're like, don't people dying. Well, the earth is dying.
Man, I think it's, you know, outside of the deaths, of course, and the real illnesses, but like the fact that, and I'm sure the world is like, whew, yes.
Right, the world is looking like the Popeyes lady after she made all the chicken
sandwiches. Man, like,
the world is like, whew.
Thank God for this. Thank you, virus.
I was tired.
The virus was like, look, I got you, Earth. I'll do a little something for you. I'll get them off your neck. But the environment is loving this, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Tendu Kiryu says that talk on the street is that China made the virus to distract from the Hong Kong protests.
Oh, that did go away.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it just smooth went away.
I mean, that's a valid theory.
Yeah, it went away. These aren't far-fetched. Because I saw somebody say that the other day, and I was like, yo, it did just kind of dip out. Oh, no, because some girl was talking about how what the Chinese government is doing for people, like as far as giving them food, and I think they took away some bills or something like that. Mm. And she was like, well, if it was as bad as y'all was saying it was in the West, then why are we getting into something like that? So it was like an argument. I didn't read the whole thread, but I was like, I don't know. I don't live there, you know.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting indeed. It's funny. It's crazy. Like, I was thinking about this last night. It's crazy what's happening right now. Like, the whole world shut down, basically. And, like, it's crazy. Like, we're looking at it like, yeah, you know, we doing it. But, man, shut everything down.
Yeah.
And I never thought I'd see something like this.
Yeah. But then people are like, now all them people that y'all been dissing, saying mm-hmm. they didn't deserve more money, but they the only ones keeping everything afloat. The Walmart workers and they should have got better jobs and they should have. Now what you gonna do? You need every single one of them.
Yep.
You need them. Without them, you would be, could you shut down?
Yeah.
Could you realize how stupid and weak people are when this thing hit? They, I can't do any of the toilet paper. They just shut down. They shut
and they
down.
Still out here working.
They working.
Shout out to Ralph's people at Ralph's.
Man, Costco, all of them, man.
Mm-hmm. Dollar store, gas station.
Yes.
Right? Even though ain't nobody really need no gas right now.
Right.
That's true.
I haven't filled up in 2 weeks. For what? Where am I going?
Yeah.
I'm going nowhere.
Our next theory is from Ace Yagi.
Mm-hmm.
He suggests that the aliens are coming and they need us inside so they won't be sighted.
All right. Now this one is ridiculous. Like, you lost me. It was 2-0, but now, you know, 2-1 on the experience. Nah.
That's fun.
It's just ridiculous.
I get the attempt at the joke.
Yeah.
I get it.
The aliens are coming. Once you started with that, I was just like, okay.
I think it's fun. I thought that one was a funny one. I give that
that's a good time.
Miss Congeniality award for that conspiracy theory.
The aliens are coming.
The last one is from Fiend 1974. And mm-hmm. she says that she heard that the man created the virus to knock off baby boomers before they receive Social Security benefits.
See, I said that.
Wow. I've heard that one.
But I said a different angle. I said it was created to knock off the old people so we could start over in politics. And because all the people in power is these old ass dudes. Mm-hmm. So I was like, man, what if they created just to knock them out so we can start over with a new generation of people who feel differently about things or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was like, that's when I said, you know, it could be a thing. Let's kill all these old dudes off. You know what I mean? Right. And then start over. Start fresh. Get some fresh new meat. Because
you look at these lawmakers and politicians and Supreme Court judges. Old.
And they not a little. They not 60. They old. Like can die any moment old.
They out here, man.
And they not even, they out of touch with everything. They, you know, we feel that the Constitution shut, man. Things
they
have changed.
Old. And Byron Allen lost his suit against Comcast. And I'm just like, that's because they old in the Supreme Court.
Yep.
I want Ruth Bader Ginsburg to stay on at least
she
until.
Old too.
Yeah,
she
but this, old too. But he's going to replace her. Trump's going to replace her with another person. And then the courts will be packed with Republicans for a long, long time. And they
it's
took Obama.
5-4, right?
Yeah, but they stole one of Obama's picks. Yeah. It was supposed to be Merrick Garland. They stole that from him, which was a. I still haven't gotten over the fact that they stole Obama's last pick.
Trash.
I can't even get into it. But that's what they're going to do. That's why she's holding on for dear life.
Yeah.
Trash, bro.
Anyway, back to the conspiracy theories. J-Real asked, with all these theories on coronavirus, what ideas, thoughts do you guys have on how it actually started?
They say it was from eating a wild bat, right? Isn't that the thing?
I think that's just like a... Sorry, it's popping outside my window right now. I'm trying to see what's going on.
Isn't that how it came about, they say, Maya?
I watched something from 60 Minutes Australia where they went, and I'll actually link it on the bottom, that they went to a Chinese wet market where they have all kinds of animals. I don't know if it's from eating a wild bat, but they have the bats stored next to cats or these, you know, exotic animals. They're all stored on top of each other. And then the ones on top will poop into the cage at the bottom, and the ones on the bottom will eat that. So there's just so much.
Oh my
it's like
God.
A petri dish. Oh, yeah, horrible. It's really bad. It's really
Jesus
bad.
Jesus Christ. And people go in there and get food?
They go for the exotic foods. They'll go in and say, I want this, I want that, because they're more...
What are y'all doing, man? What's the point of this? What's the point?
That's disgusting.
Oh, that's just... You're playing with your life right there. This on some just... That's just... all right. So no telling, man. People just eating dumb shit for no reason.
Yeah. A lot of people say it's man-made, which I could believe. You know what I mean?
But. I'll never fully not think a virus is not man-made.
Me
any
either.
Type of ever. Illness that comes out in this day and age, I'd be like, it could be made.
There was a reason behind. I feel like it's a reason behind every when it's pandemic stuff. I'd be like, nah, it's either money. It's some kind of money involved behind it.
Doesn't have to be.
Somebody's getting some bread off this.
Or it could just be pure genocidal. You know, it could just be somebody in the lab like, we can take out all Africans with this. You know, it could be something that nefarious that. Cause it's so easy. Like if you're an evil person and you work in these labs, it's so easy. You could just go out in the public and contaminate everybody.
And I think if it were,
like,
I think if it were man made, it would be a lot deadlier than it is. It's like 1-2%. Some places it's higher, but they're not reporting everybody who has it because they have such minor symptoms. I think if they made it in a lab. You're talking like 30-40% kind of death rate. Like MERS was very high. Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome is another coronavirus, came out like 7 or 8 years ago. That was a very high death rate. This death rate's nuts. I don't think it's potent enough to have been made in a lab. I think it's just luck.
Good theory.
Because if it does spread, it could kill a lot of people.
Yeah. What if they didn't want it potent? Because if it's potent, then they come down harder. If it was light, they're like, oh, let that spread out. Let it spread out casually. Like corn syrup. You know what I mean?
We'll still lose 40 million people. You know. 40 million people to die by a virus is a lot of goddamn people.
I mean, that's true, but how many people die a year on average? Like people die. In America, I looked it up because you know I love numbers. In America, it was like 2.8 million people died in 2017. So it would double our death rate if this was really 1% and everybody got it. It would just be like kind of a shitty year, but it's not like a plague year. Like plague year was like half of the people died in the first plague.
Like you're talking about the bubonic joint?
Yeah, like it killed half of people. Like
that's crazy. Can you imagine being around then? Man,
that's nerve. I wonder if they're buying up toilet paper then.
Everybody's dead. TP.
That you talk about pandemonium. That? Oh man.
Does anybody know the reason for the toilet paper? Why people acting like that? I still don't get it.
I feel like people were scared that stores were just going to close completely. And so they were like, well, let's get the toilet paper. And they were just thinking about stuff that they would need around the house for certain. and that, you know, wouldn't spoil and nothing like that. So they were just like, the toilet paper. You know, we got to wipe our ass.
Because now that's not even a thing, right? You know the store's going to be open.
Yeah, but now people are still going in there for the toilet paper so strong. And now people are like, well, let me get in there just so I can get a pack. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I was doing. I was just like, let me get a pack. And so that still creates me trying to get in there as soon as the door's open. So you got a bunch of people like me that are at this point just trying to get a pack. And now we got to line up before the gates open.
Yeah, we was straight. When we came back in the house, after I cleaned out the garage, I found a case of water. Didn't even know it was in there.
Yeah.
We had 2 packs of toilet paper. So we got rolls.
Yeah.
We had paper towel. We had everything in here. And then she had went shopping the day, like 2 days before I got off the ship. So she had hit Costco before it even anything got crazy. Yeah. So we had all kind of, we got it. We just in here. That's part of the reason, right. Another reason I ain't tripping. We had everything. We was prepped.
Right. I wasn't prepped. Like, you know, when the shit hit the fan, I had like 2 rolls of toilet tissue in the house. Me and Sabrina both in Cincinnati. We just like, shit, we got to get back and get some toilet tissue. And so then when I came back, that's when I was on the hunt. And it took me a long time to find some toilet tissue.
At that point, you should have got it in Cincinnati and brought it on as your carry-on.
That was the thing. But I didn't feel like packing all that into the... I didn't have a lot of room because I still had a lot of shirts left because
you didn't have
a lot of people couldn't come to my show.
Yeah.
So I didn't have that kind of space in my luggage. So I was like, damn. Normally, I would have sold out every shirt and then I could have put toilet tissue in that whole suitcase, but
yeah,
I didn't have that luxury.
Yeah,
I took even more shirts on this weekend than I normally do, and then it was like we shutting down the studio.
Yeah,
a bidet attachment is about $40 on Amazon.
Yep.
So. Mm-hmm. We've had that for about 6 months. So when the toilet paper thing hit, we were just like, well, we got the bidet. We use a fraction of the toilet paper just because the whole toilet thing is kind of, you know, you want to make sure everything's clean. So that's why we were just like, let's get the bidet already.
Right.
And then I tried to tell Cameron, I was like, Cameron, get this bidet, because he couldn't get any toilet paper either. But they had sold out of bidets by that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they out of here now.
I seen a lot of people have chilled on the waters. When I went to Costco, they had cases upon cases of water. And then, because I think a lot of people, even the Costco worker, this dude came to my show when I was on the ship, and he worked for Costco. And he was telling people, like, everybody was coming in for the water, and he was like, you know, we got the filters right here. And everybody was like, oh, yeah. Like, no one even thought, like, just get a filter and use it out of your faucet.
Yeah.
That's, and people, so now when you walk into my Costco, the filters are in the front. And I think people just grab filters, and then it's hella water. So we have a filter. We have the Brita filter and a filter on the fridge. So I was never worried about no water. I was like, eh, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
That tripped me out, too.
I still go to my guy around the corner to get my alkaline jug. I get that filled up once a day for $1. And then they still been open, so I just go in there. Yeah. And they know me. They just grab it, fill it up. We wouldn't even talk, barely. We just be like, boom, pow. Done deal. And then I got jugs for the just in case. But
are you ordering takeout or delivery from your favorite places to keep them in business?
Oh, well, yeah. I still been the acai bowl place I go to. It's a place called Pick and Mints, small business. So I've been going to him. I get an acai bowl. He's just like, hey, I can tell he appreciates the business. So it's like, and then this other guy, Geegan, in Hollywood, me and Sabrina went to him a few days ago. So we'll still hit up some businesses and go eat and bring it on home. That's about it.
We wasn't an eat-out family anyway. So that's why it ain't like we ain't going because it's tight or because we just didn't do that. Plus, we've been out the house for 3 months almost. So we didn't want to eat out ever again. So all we've been doing is cooking. We enjoy the cooking because we haven't been able to do it. So everything, like I said, I didn't grill 3 days in a row. We didn't make waffles 3 days in a row. Like we just cooking stuff. just stuff because we've done is eat out. So I don't want to eat out again for a while. Sorry to the businesses, but you know, I put money in your pockets for 3 months. I'm done.
Yeah, I think we went to our favorite Indian place that we didn't go. We had it delivered, of course, because it's not open. But they said it was pretty slow. And we're hoping that they can ride this out.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's just the short time. Like, cause some is predicting, like, it's going to be months. And then some is like, well, we'll reevaluate after the 2 weeks or whatever. Hopefully it's not that long, though.
Right.
Even if we took April off and then came back after that, I'd be okay with that.
Mm-hmm. I'd be fine with that. I still want to keep my May gigs. I still want to keep my May shows. But I can lose April. Okay. And you will reschedule. But May, that's a lot of bread to be made in May.
Yeah.
That's your birthday show, too.
Yes. Every weekend was accounted for in May. I was ready. So hopefully, you know, they'll be like, everybody can go back to normal April 29th. I'll be like.
Trump wants to go back in a week.
Trump is, fuck anything he says. Anything out of his mouth, I don't want to hear right now.
I'm hoping they say like April 16th, like the middle of April, and be like, all back to normal. And I'm like, yes.
I think that's a long shot.
I got a gig on the 26th that I'm hoping happens.
Man.
And if not, I'm into May.
Did you hear what he said about you can take this this drug? I forget the name of it, but it's something that they also, you can clean fish tanks with. So he said, don't worry, this drug is as effective as a cure. Cut to yesterday, and this couple in Arizona took it because they had it for the fish tanks, and the husband died, and the wife is in hospital.
Oh, my God. Who's stupid enough to do that?
He's the president. People listen to him.
People do listen to him.
But we know who he is. Like, who the hell? I'm not listening to him. Like, of all the presidents in the history of presidents, he's the last dude I'm listening to.
I wouldn't trust a damn thing he said ever in life.
And not even because he's a liar, because he's an idiot. Like, he don't know what he's talking about.
No, he doesn't. And that's what Dr. Anthony Fauci said. He said, who is the lead in the country on this? He said, please don't listen to Trump on this. The Nigerian Minister of Health had to tell everybody, please don't listen to Trump, because they had 3 poisonings from this.
But I feel like, honestly, this is dark. But I feel like the people who do listen to him, they probably voted for him. They probably believe you deserve it. You deserve it. Survival of the fittest, Darwinism, whatever you want to call it. You idiots got to go. You killed yourself listening to an idiot. We're weeding out the idiots.
He's an idiot.
He's an idiot.
Even the supporters have to know this. Yes, you appreciate his lack of filter. But at the end of the day, you have to know he's an idiot.
I mean,
have to know this.
But yeah. Or they don't, and then they eat fish tank cleaner and they die. So, whatever.
Oh, I'm not taking no drug in this.
I'm not either.
I don't trust it.
Whatever vaccination comes out or whatever, nah, I'm good.
No.
And that's what I'm talking about, the money. Like, no, I'm good.
I'm going to be laid up, be like, I'm going to just fight it out with the body stuff I got going. That's it. And then if I don't make it through, my body tried. And then I'm out of here.
It's called chloroquine. And please do not take it.
Who would take that?
It sounds like Clorox out the gate.
It sounds like chloroform. Like what, anything with chloro in it. Name one thing with chloro that's good for you.
Well, chlorophyll, I heard, is pretty good for you.
Chlorophyll?
That's what I heard somewhere.
The plant is?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm still thinking of chloroform, though. I'm stuck on it now. I can't get out, no matter what you say. Chloroform is not good.
But, you know, I immediately don't think of chlorophyll. I go straight to Clorox, chloroform, poison.
Don't take
like cleaners and poison. Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm not going to come too hard down on these people because my friend is married to a doctor. When I talked to her, she said, well, I heard this drug for malaria is as effective. And I said, oh, don't put any bets on that just yet because, you know, we've had that for a while. It doesn't seem to have helped in China or Italy. So, you know, wait on that. And she's married to a doctor. So
did she consult the doctor?
They must
have. Sounds like she did.
And what kind of doctor? What kind of doctor is he?
He's a psychiatrist, but
that's not even the same.
It's not the same thing.
I'm just saying.
It's not even the same field.
It doesn't mean they're stupid. It just means that they heard information secondhand, third hand, fourth hand. You got to check any information you hear.
Oh yeah.
Check it with daddy issues.
But you said he was a doctor, so it made it seem like he was
a
doctor.
Medical field.
Yeah, medical. He's just a psychiatrist.
Psychiatrist is medical.
Well, medicine, like, you know what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I do. I know. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm being difficult to make sure that people at home don't feel that they're stupid if they listened or they saw something.
No, I'm saying if they listen to Trump, they stupid. I will flat out say it. You're stupid.
Listen here, and don't get it twisted. You can have all the degrees you want. You can still be dumb in the common sense.
There's a lot of people who are book smart and dumb as hell when it comes to everything else.
Happens all the time.
All the time.
Complete idiots with PhDs.
They're just really good at memorizing stuff and retaining information.
And math.
Stupid as hell.
You gotta have street smarts and book smarts come together.
Yeah, common sense, which is uncommon.
Common sense, man. A lot of people lack that, man.
Yeah.
So you could be a doctor such and such can be a straight idiot.
He can. As soon as you get done sewing up your heart, he do some dumb shit. Like right after that.
So this girl told me a guy friend of hers was just staying with her for the weekend. They just friends. Yeah, he just sold your heart up.
Ben Carson.
He's an idiot.
Ben Carson.
He's a genius idiot.
He's out
here. When I watch him, I feel like something happened. Because how do you go from that and like he's like dumb. And like I don't know if he's playing or like, and then his wife just be behind him, just looking like she in a state of. I'd be like, what? They look like zombies. Like something happened to them.
To get out, man.
It's not right. Like I'm like, this ain't the same guy Cuba Gooding Jr. played in this movie. It's not the same guy. There's no way.
I think he's somewhat. He could be autistic. Like you think he's on the spectrum, and that's why he can't act necessarily right. But
maybe.
Then he works well.
He could be highly functioning. He could be. Something is not right with him. And like I said, his wife, they robots. It's weird. they invented Corona. They're the aliens that came down and invented Corona.
Something Ben Carson right. And his wife.
It's something ain't right with them. They weird.
They got body snatched in the night and they've been plotting this for years. And here we are.
The alien saw the movie, snatched him up, and was like, oh, this guy. And they came back. He ain't right.
The alien invasion begins now.
So we got another conspiracy theory for the aliens.
He ain't right. He's something. They off. They just don't look. They face is, there's no soul. Like they face blank. It's weird. There's nothing behind going on back there. It's just.
And it's funny too. When I watch the little Trump conferences and stuff, when he's speaking, I'm always looking at the people behind him. And I just watch them as he talks. I'm just like, I'm all in the back. If people be back there, they'd be like.
You see the dude they called that was like this? And he was just like.
Yeah.
Like, you know how frustrating it's got to be to work for an idiot? Like, you know he dumb.
You don't want to be back like, there. I'll be like.
I know every time he tweet, they'd be like, Jesus, stay off your phone, man.
Man.
Stop.
I would not have a poker face in that background. I'd be this.
It's got to be frustrating.
That's what we doing out here. Jesus Christ!
They probably be in a meeting. It's like we. You know how people get frustrated. We told you not to say that, and you said it anyway. You know, you just keep digging deep in the eyeball.
They all in there.
You just keep tweeting. We told you to stop, Mr. President. No disrespect. It's probably 1,000 no disrespects.
Oh my god. Meetings. Oh my god. I would love to see you behind the scenes.
With all due respect, Mr. President, it's just god damn it.
Every time we clean something up, you get on Twitter. And every fuck time. It up. And they be cussing. They be cussing. These politicians definitely be cussing, Glenn. And you fuck it up every time.
Bill, please. No, I've had it. That's why so many people resigned. They got kicked out. They snapped at the meetings. And he was like, you can apologize. And it was like, I'm done. I'm out. And I ain't doing this no more. They cussed him out one good time and slammed the door and did the storm out.
Man,
sick of this shit.
The political storm out is so funny to me, man. I can't get enough of it. When they have reached their wits' end and just go off, I love it.
They definitely said the paper just flying through the air. They rough.
Man.
They pissed.
We have
leave
some...
your badge at the front door. Fuck you, Tom.
You're right. Yep. You think I give a damn about this badge?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Susan.
They're losing it. Man. You only got that one calm person. I was like, whoa.
Yikes. Yeah, like, so that's next on the table is
yeah, they just been calm the whole time.
They just go back to what's next on the table.
So item section B in the third page, if you all can turn, please. That's where
we have some questions and comments from the audience.
All right, cool.
All right.
Opie Malomo, I hope I'm not butchering your name, sir, advises that viewers get insurance if they're self-employed in case something like this happens.
Yep.
So who gets insurance?
That if you're self-employed, you get some sort of insurance in case the market crashes completely.
That's beautiful.
I got all that stuff. Set that up a few years ago. When I had the kids, it really made me do everything as far as always being prepared for everything. So I got insurances. We got contingency plans. We got for everything. Because I'm like, I can't leave them high and dry. Or when shit hits the fan, I want to, like, I get made fun. We were talking about, an article came out that was talking about how people, like, let's say, can you afford not to work for like a month or two? And like, I get made fun of for being cheap. But I'm like, this is why I'm cheap. Because if we can't work for 2 months, we're fine. Because I've just been putting stuff away. Because you never know.
You never know.
So people are like, well, yeah, for you, things are going well. But I prepped. That's why. It ain't like I'm balling. I just prepped. So call me cheap all you want. I'm stress-free right now, though.
Yeah. And that's one thing I can say, man. It's like, I'm not stressed. Even though my money was wiped clean for 2 months potentially, I'm still good. And that just comes from, like, you know, not overspending and just like, you know. And you know, I'll be buying like shoes or whatever. That's probably my biggest splurge, but I try not to just overspend on dumb shit. Mm-hmm. And so now, you know, I can sit here and take 2 months to the chest and still be fine.
And a lot
now, if we do 18 months, though.
Yeah.
Woo! Y'all, it's going to be different.
Yeah.
18 months. I don't want to see no parts of that. That's true.
Nah.
Then I'm going to be.
I'm going to be online in the arms.
Man.
With a hat out. Like,
I'm not ready for that.
No.
At all.
But a few months, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, a few months I can
call
take.
Call me cheap, that's fine. I prepped for this.
I don't think they can keep us at home for more than a few months because, I mean, maybe like 1 in 20 preps for a year if they're about to retire. But people our age,
well, the thing I read said only 40% of people, 40% could even handle if a $1,000 expense hits you right now, like out of nowhere. Only 40% of people could cover it. Just $1,000. Wow. Just $1,000, like something happened.
Yeah.
And only 40% could cover that.
Man.
That's crazy.
That is wild.
And I understand for some people's financial situation, you know, you can't really save like that. I get that and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm not even calling everybody's purchases, you know, wild. I just don't think people be cognizant sometimes of what you're spending. I'm not saying you're reckless with money. But
right.
That time, like, people don't add the little stuff. People always think big. But like, if you eat out three times a week and you spend, that's like $120, you know, $40 a night, whatever. That's $120. It was just $120, but that adds up over time.
Oh man.
Like people like, you don't eat out. That's why I don't eat out, because you keep, oh, we just spent 20 here. We just spent 30 here. We just, those things in the course of a month, that adds up. And you put that over a course of a year, that's even more money. And so them little $10, $15, $20 purchases, it matters.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely mattered. And people don't think it's a big deal. And it's like, all right, well, here we are.
I was looking at my little budget app on my Bank of America joint, and I just be looking at like the food. I was just like, what? I just be looking at what, because even though I spend way less than I earn, I still be looking at like, I spent this much on food.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. And it's not
adds up.
Yeah, it's not reckless, it's not stupid, but like at the same time, it's like it adds up.
Mm-hmm.
It does. Well, it depends. You got to think of the time that it takes to prep food. So if your job, you can work from home and you make $50 an hour. So to take an hour out to make food, you've lost $50. So some people, it does make sense to just get a sandwich and keep working. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, because
what? Because they're losing the time they could be spending working.
You're
so
not going to lose $50 an hour just to cook a meal.
Their time is worth $50 an hour. So if they're spending $50 an hour to prep food, whereas it would cost
them.
They could just extend that time. That's just a lunch break. Or if you, like, let's say you go to the office and work 8 to 5 and now you're at home, well, then just work till 7. You take them breaks in between. Like, you can still, and people always look at cooking like it's some crazy time consuming thing. Let's say you're baking some chicken. You season it and put it in the oven. It cooks for an hour. You ain't watching the chicken. Ooh, look at it cooking. You're not watching it. It's baking by itself, and you go do other shit.
But you
most
still
cooking,
gotta season
you have prep
it
time.
And clean.
Yeah, prep time don't ain't that much though. When the food is actually cooking, you wash the dishes while it's cooking, whatever, you knock that out. And then you go and do, like, we put stuff in the oven or we'll put something on the stove and we'll turn the TV on. Like, that's how much time we have in between food cooking. We'll play games.
Usually prep times for meals are usually like 30 minutes prep.
Exactly.
And
30
then
minutes
you put
prep.
Them in the oven.
And that's if you cook it from scratch, making an actual
right.
meal.
Right.
Some meals, but 30 minutes prep plus 30 minutes cleaning, that's still an hour. So for some people, it does make sense to eat out. And some people, it doesn't.
It shouldn't take you another 30 minutes to clean, though.
It should not.
It's an hour total to cook and clean. So that's an hour. If you're making less than $15 an hour, absolutely cook all your food. If you're making $30 or more dollars an hour, then you got to think, okay, maybe it doesn't make sense for me to cook all my food, especially if you're like a programmer or some of these people. The math doesn't always add up. For most people, it might, but not for everybody.
But
everybody
even at a regular
gets
job,
a
you
lunch
get a lunch
break,
break.
Though. You
yeah,
get a
you
lunch,
get a lunch
hour.
Break and time off.
Some people do,
so
and some people work for themselves. Some people got
even,
a
even
deadline.
You yourself,
even if you,
you
work
a break.
For yourself. Right. Everybody
a
gets a break.
No one works
for
no
yourself
one works the whole time.
Right.
Some
you
people
always
work.
Get a lunch break.
Some people work.
But,
work.
And also,
but that's on them.
If you're making fantastic money, then eating out ain't your issue.
Exactly.
We talking about for the average everyday person, that 60% who can't afford a $1,000 hit, your ass don't need to be eating out that much.
Exactly. It should be like, okay, I'm going to spend 20% on food, or my 10, 15% of my income on food. And whatever that is, you got to work it in. So maybe I got to cook for myself. Maybe
yeah,
I
and
can.
People don't be budgeting. You got to budget your stuff. This amount should be put away. This amount is for bills. This amount is for pay. This amount is for food. You should be budgeting everything. And once you go over, that's just it. You can't, like, a lot of people act like, well, I can't have no fun this month. Well, oh, well, put your money away. That you should never touch your savings. I went to a financial dude. He was like, even if you need to borrow money, you don't borrow from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You borrow, like, people hate borrowing from other people or a bank or whatever, but you can't pay yourself back. You could pay somebody else back.
Right.
So you don't take, your savings is the first thing. If you can't go to a movie that month, oh well. You don't take money out of the savings. You don't take, you
right.
put that in there first, make sure your bills are covered, and then whatever's left, play with that. And ain't nothing left, oh well, for that time. Mm-hmm. People act like, I gotta do stuff, and that's because you're looking at other people trying to keep up what the fuck they doing. Who cares about what they doing?
Who cares about what they doing? The debut album. They not helping. Those people, oh, you got a nice car. They are not helping you with the bills. The Joneses are not helping you with the bills. That's how you I always look at it.
You don't know what struggle to take. Because so many people mismanage money, you might see somebody with a nice car. That car finna be taken in a month. You don't know what they going through.
They nose is bleeding every month because they barely making ends meet.
Because they car payment $600. Car. Yeah. You don't know what they and going through. You see... No. I paid off both of mine. I'm never getting another car.
I'm telling you, man. My car, I can tell my car is dying. I can feel it with every mile it goes up.
It got the corona.
Man, my car had the corona 6 years now. But I still be driving the hell out of it because I don't want that monthly.
And then, like, I've heard people ask you about that. Like, Tony, why don't you get a new car? And they never have a legit reason other than it looks better.
Yeah. I don't need it.
You know, like, it ain't like you taking that car on the road. So just to drive around L.A., it's fine.
Mm-hmm. It gets the job done. You ain't taking it on road trips. Ton of money. Yep. So I'll just be like, look, man. Because I've been good with my money since, you know, I've been living strictly off comedy and acting. I'm prepared for the storm. I'm like, man, what if I get a dry month? I've been waiting for a dry month since 2012. So when this hit, I'm like, I've been waiting for you. Now, like when this quarantine hit, I've been waiting for your ass. Yeah. I'm prepared.
Now, granted, we have a job that teaches us that it can go south fast. Because you go through that on the come up. Before you become a comic where you're living off it comfortably, you go through those dry spells where you just make absolutely nothing.
Right.
And so you after a while, you prep for it. When the money starts getting consistent, you like, but I remember when I went through them dry spells. I don't want to do that ever again, or I want to be prepped for it when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a lot of people... haven't gone through that. And some people just don't be learning lessons. Let's just call it what it is. Some people hard-headed as hell.
Then the dry spell is here in spades. It's the ultimate dry spell. For what we do, this is the dry spell. Man. We all got hit the mouth with a desert. So, everybody that's in stand-up comedy... just got hit in the goddamn face.
Yep.
Every single one of us. Because it's a live business. We need crowds together. We just got hit in the mouth.
A lot of musicians, you know, they put on concerts and whatnot on their lives. And I saw Nate did it. But
we can do it, but it just ain't the same.
Yeah, it ain't.
It's not. It's not a weekend at a club. It's not.
No.
No. It's just, it's cool. It's cool. It's cute. It's like, all right, here you go. But nah.
And then anyway. For us, it would backfire anyway because let's say you decided, I'm going to go live and put on a comedy show. Where everybody would just tune in at one time. Mm-hmm. And then that's it. What they going to watch again for? They already seen the show.
Right.
So you might hit that one time, make a big lump sum. But when we go city to city, that's a new audience every single time. That's a new group. You went online and did one big one. Ain't nobody coming back again.
Right.
A few true, you know, fans or whatever, but that's it. Okay, I've seen your hour. Bye.
Yeah. I don't want to burn that material.
Yeah.
I don't want to burn that material.
I ain't doing that.
Now, mind you, we 7 months into this. I might be like, it's going to be a stage
in the living room.
Yes. I'll be singing a different tune then. But
yeah, we doing
this early in the game?
Nah.
Yeah. Anyway, man, we've gone beyond an hour. I'm out of here.
Oh, for sure.
It is an hour and 8 minutes. I want to thank y'all for the questions y'all asked us. We always appreciate the questions. Remember, if you have any questions, ask us in the comment section on YouTube, and we'll tackle them on the show. I hope and pray that everybody is doing the best that they can. Keep your spirits up. get a lot of stuff done around the house. Make the most of your time that you're spending at home, because it could be fantastic if you use the time correctly. You can't see me anywhere this weekend or next weekend, weekend after that. I won't be coming to your city, but I will be heavily doing stuff on my social media pages and my Patreons and YouTubes. All of that will still be cracking. Keon, where could they find you?
Yeah, same. Well, at the house. You can find me. Well, actually, no. This weekend, I'm going to be in the bedroom. Then the next weekend, the living room. I'm going to be in the kitchen. I got a tour planned.
When you coming to the guest room?
Right. I got a tour planned around the house. But I will be heavy on the social media and even responding more and talking more and engaging more with y'all if y'all want to talk or whatever. And then, yeah, I'm going to be on social media. That's it. So at Keon Poli on everything. And thank y'all for listening. Like Tony said, try to make the best of a crappy situation. Keep your spirits up. Keep laughing. Keep loving each other. Have, you know, we here. So you might as well, ain't no point in fussing over it. You might as well make the absolute best of it that you can. All right. So y'all be safe out there. Enjoy yourself. Keep your ass in the house so we can get done with this.
Shit. And don't be playing no full court basketball. Out here, man. I know y'all are doing it. Stop. Come on, man. Stop. Everybody only court infected now. Anyway, thank you again, Maya, for, you know, holding us down. And we out here.
All right, y'all. All right, how do you stop this? I don't know. Yeah, how do you end this?
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.